All right, welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour celebration. Alabama goes to Georgia, burns it down, comes away with a win. Woo-hoo!
Let's go.
Let's get some cheers. And this is the instant reaction to the Alabama win over Georgia. I'm Bama John. I'm joined by T-Pain and G-Money. Thank you all for listening. We have over 4,500 subscribers to our YouTube channel and still growing, and we're going to celebrate this win. All right, guys, instant reaction. G-Money, what are your thoughts?
Ryan Grubb is one of my thoughts. He I thought, put on a masterclass with play calling, especially in the first half, obviously. And, you know, he played within our system. He, you know, got the ball out quickly. Ty was exceptional. And it just looked like we couldn't be stopped in the first half. And that turned out to be enough, right?
Which is amazing. All right, T-Pain, instant reaction thoughts.
Kirby, it's your daddy. Kirby, it's your daddy. That's my first thought. 1-7 against Bama. I love it. I thought the first half we looked really, really like a fine old machine. If you had told me we wouldn't score a point in the second half and we win, I would have said there's no way. But second half, hey, we moved the ball when we had to in the second half, and we did not abandon the run fully, which I appreciate. At the end, the last two drives, we were able to run some, which was great. And Jam Miller, I'm so happy to have Jam back and Tim Keenan back. They were big.
Guys, it was a tale of two halves. I'm like, first half, particularly when we got that last touchdown at the end of the half, I'm like, just a great half of football. Maybe Kalen DeBoer's exercised his demons. And then we came out in the third quarter and missed that field goal, which that was the worst field goal I've ever seen. I'm like, oh no.
And so that looked like a Sports Center challenge.
I know.
It was bad.
Game day kicker.
Yep. Exactly.
And then like the special teams biting us again. And then it was like we were snake bit with all those bad demons in the second half. And then to get that win and to pull it out, because I was pacing around. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't sit down for half of the third quarter and all the fourth quarter. I'm just pacing around nervous. And how are we going to blow this thing? And then that was a brilliant conversion on that third down call to get that conversion. And then they had to burn their timeouts. And it was a great get right series to run the clock out, because we didn't have to score. We just had to burn the clock. So great job by Grubb in a second half where some of our old issues reared their ugly head, and yet we overcame them and won.
Yeah. I don't know that we're going to have to rush the ball. And I think with the play calling we've got and the receivers we've got, the weapons we've got, and Kevin Riley playing out in the backfield, and you know, you asked about takeaways. Two things happened that I don't think I've ever seen before. I've never seen a flying squirrel jump on a pile like that and get a 15-yard penalty. And I don't know that I've ever seen a 350-yard. I don't think it counted as a reception when Caden Proctor had that play on the left side in the flats. I think it was technically behind him. So that he had like an 11-yard rush, a 350-pound offensive left tackle. Crazy stuff going on tonight.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think the refs hurt us a little bit. I don't think that was a true targeting, and they also missed several PIs.
They did do that. They didn't do us any favors there, and credit to Kirk Herbstreit for pointing that out. I thought he did a good job of saying, I think that was likely a pass interference there. I know it's tough to call it in that environment, but credit to him. But yeah, the flying squirrel. What an idiot. But I will say, James Smith, don't duck your head. Don't lead with your head. I just hate that. And still have questions about Kane and about our defense in the second half. And I saw some of the issues, and we could talk about that. But I'm in a celebratory mood, guys. We're alive. We're in control of our own destiny. And with LSU taking a loss today, Georgia taking a loss, God, I wanted Tennessee to lose. I thought they were going to lose, but we're in control. We can make this playoff run. I mean, we still have a – I don't want to use the margin of error that we have, but we still have a margin. We can take a loss and still make it. So I think that's all good. All right, what else, guys? G Money, other thoughts on this game?
Distribution of the ball. So we had 8 receivers that had at least 17 yards. Today, Isaiah got involved. Jeremy got involved. Ryan got involved. Our Quavis got involved. We had Kevin Riley out of the backfield. Way to distribute the ball. That kept them off balance. And then I thought that final play where we had that, where Ryan came and pivoted to the right there to get that first down, that little pass to Jim Miller was a brilliant call to kind of seal the game there. Just great play calling, great execution all around. Ty, he's got to be in the Heisman conversation. He didn't have gaudy stats. If he had replicated the first half in the second half, he would have had gaudy stats. He had almost 200 yards passing in the first half. But he just looked like a winner tonight. I loved his post-game interview. He's arrived.
Yeah. I think Georgia, as we have said before about our coaching staff, I think Georgia made better halftime adjustments than we did.
Yes.
Once again, I don't think our defense made many adjustments, and I think their offense made adjustments. And you know, it almost cost us. But, I mean, I think we got yards when we needed to at the end. Also, I noticed, you know, Ryan, again, dropped a big pass down the middle. And, you know,
that was a touchdown.
That was a touchdown. Touchdown. And then, you know, if you might have noticed, he wasn't in on a lot of plays. So other guys can play too, and I think the coaches know that, and they're playing other receivers. And but now Ryan did come back later and catch a pass, and he got hit very hard, and he kept it. And I was like, that's great. That's a good sign. But then Ty, I love Ty. But again, a couple times tonight, there was a play he rolled out and the guy's wide open going to the end zone. He didn't see it. And then even the one that you mentioned, Gary, to jam at the end. I mean, listen, we won the game. I'm nitpicking. But on that same play, man, Quavis was gone down the sideline, wide open. But I'll take the first down. But Ty's only going to get better, y'all. This is his fourth game. He's looking really good.
Hey, Rick, and I will say on that play to get that first down to jam, that bootleg where he passed it, it's like that was perfect because take the easy pass because that would have been a harder completion. And had he missed it, it would have stopped the clock. And
that's true. That's true.
Pass. So in that situation, I thought it was the perfect thing. It's like and that's why, to Gary's point, we don't have to rush the ball effectively because Ty's doing a great job with the short intermediate passing game. And I thought some of the drives where we stalled out in the second half, we got away from the short intermediate passing game. And we took a shot downfield and we burned an opportunity. And then it was second and long. Yeah. And had we taken a short pass and then taken a shot on second and medium, we would have been. And we went 3 and out on that. So I really think that effectiveness of that short end, because Milroe couldn't have done that. Milroe's right. Ability to pick, because Ty was surgical. He picked Georgia apart in the first half. It was beautiful the way he did that. And then they adjusted. And I thought Ryan Grubb struggled in the third quarter with his play calling and what we did. But the fourth quarter, we did what we needed to do to milk the clock and get out of there with the win, which was great. Kane, he had some scary moments in the second half where we didn't get burned on the wheel route, but they never ran it. But did you see the reverse? Same thing FSU ran against, and they hit a big play.
Well, I was going to add to that. You're talking about Ty being surgical. I would love to see a distribution of the passes. They were almost all over the middle, which I'm loving. He's tall enough to kind of see the middle. And Gunner had a pedestrian night, and he wasn't really surgical. I mean, the big pass that he hit, Damani got burned on that out and up in single coverage. And, I mean, that was just like bad, bad. And so that counted for a lot of Gunner's passing yards tonight. And, you know, it wasn't a great throw, but it was good enough.
Hey, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of some quarterback designed runs because Ty's good enough to do it. Georgia did it to us tonight. Several times when we needed a couple yards, I really think a bootleg or naked bootleg, whatever you call that, if he just fakes the toss to jam and rolls out, I think Georgia's would give him 15 yards right there. He's a good runner. Ty's a good runner. So we ought to use him some.
I agree with that. I think overall, Ty showed that he's better than Gunner. I don't think how anybody who watched that game would come away and say if you could pick one of the two, you'd take Gunner over Ty. Ty, because Ty, yeah, we didn't design a lot of runs for him, but he can scramble effectively, and he has legs. He's good. I mean, I don't know if he's as sturdy. You know, Gunner's thick.
Right.
Probably can take a shot better, and I don't want Ty to take a bunch of unnecessary shots, but we do have to run him because that dual threat quarterback, and again, that's why Georgia got back into it, is we got burned with that dual threat quarterback, Kane's defense. We weren't setting the edge, and we lost the edge on the reverse and on that big play by Gunner, and I can't believe they didn't score a second time in the second half. I can't believe they didn't get at least a field goal and tie it up. So I'm going to have to go back and rewatch the second half and figure out what we did to get the defense clicking again, because credit that we didn't give them a second score in the second half, but I did see a lot of things that still have me concerned that a better offense than Georgia could burn us on some things.
Yeah, John, remember how you've been commenting and complaining about how we can't set the edge. And again, Georgia is running off the left side so many times tonight. One time Jordan Jefferson just kind of ran into a block and left the whole left side exposed. They ran so many times to the left for big chunks. And it's like we can't. I mean, I know we didn't have, and here's the other good thing. We didn't have Rusall. He was hurt, right?
Right.
Clay was hurt.
Right.
We didn't have we have a couple of guys out. Beeman's out, James Smith got tossed.
A
penalty. Targeting, and we have Latham's out. We're down like four guys tonight,
right?
And we still did it. So I'm really proud of the guys.
Yeah, I would say Yanze Pierre looked good. He hits hard. He's physical. I'd like to kind of circle back to two plays that really meant a lot, I thought. One was Ty had a lot of really good scrambles. He had a scramble very similar to a scramble he had during FSU where he rolled left, where he missed Ryan in the FSU game. He hit Ryan tonight off that scramble. I thought that was really good. And then the play calling, like the little pitch to Jeremy, and then he passes to Isaiah Horton. Just really creative play calling, quick. Our pass pro was better tonight, but we didn't need long developing plays or whatever. These are all very creative, quick hit plays, and it's just really playing to our strengths.
Yeah, I heard Martin Houston on the radio the other day. He was asking another caller. He said, "Hey, do you think it's easier to teach a good run blocker how to pass protect, or versus teaching a good pass protector how to run block?" And they both agreed that it's easier to teach a kid who knows how to run block already how to pass protect, which I thought was not what I assumed. And I see that on our team. I think we pass protect okay, but they cannot run block. And I thought that'd be easier. Just hit the guy in front of you, man. I don't understand. Crazy.
Well, the guys in front of them were pretty big tonight.
No, yeah.
But, yeah, Georgia was able to run block effectively on us, and some of it's scheme. Right. And some of it is they just, I guess, are getting coached up better. So I don't know what it is with the offensive line and the run blocking. But fortunately, we can use the short pass, Ty's legs, and do what we need to do to counteract that. And then at the end, that last series, I'm like, don't run the ball. And then Jam's getting 8 yards. And I'm like, where's that been all game?
I know. That was so weird. I agree.
So I was excited about that. Now, the 200 – we gave up 227 yards to Georgia on the ground. Wow. Wow.
Well, can we point out something? We got gashed. I mean, I thought Chauncey Bowens, you know, he had a great game statistically. He had that 43-yard burst. But here's something that isn't on the stat line. Remember, we had busted coverage on Damani without – no, we also had busted coverage with Keon Saab, where that Georgia, I believe, freshman receiver
Taylor.
Dropped.
Taylor.
That would have been a touchdown. So, I mean, we had some mistakes on defense. We need to clean up.
For sure.
And if we want to – I think we can make the playoffs, but if we want to win a natty, we're going to have to be more precise on those defensive alignments and on setting the edge. And because I think we had a blitz on when Damani got burned over the top. And that was – who was that burned him? That was Colby Young that hit that big touchdown play. I mean, Damani Jackson, your number one job is never let anybody get behind you. I mean, you can't bite on that fake, and that's coaching. That's coaching. He was not doing his job.
You know what? I don't like that play call on that particular play you're talking about. And I saw DeBoer talking to Kane, which I love to see that. He's like, "What was that about?" And then I saw Kane telling the players, "It's my fault. That's my fault." And I will say, Damani, that's the first completed pass against him all year. That was it. And I think he just hasn't been thrown to a lot. And so I think he was a little bit thinking, they're going to run to me. They're not going to throw it at me. And he got burned. Hey, another thing, John, we actually got had less penalties tonight.
First time yes. Ever.
And no
Let's
turnovers.
Let's go. Now.
No turnovers. That's huge.
Again, yeah. Again. I think the flying squirrel may have put them over us in the penalty yardage. I'm not sure.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, and time of possession. We won time of possession. In spite of our poor rushing, but I think using those short passes in lieu of having an effective running game helped, because those drives we had in the first half, those were not hit a big play over the top and score like Milroe did last year. He'd either throw a bomb over the top or he'd run some 50-yard play in. But they were 8, 9, 10, 12-yard plays, and it chewed clock, and then we chewed clock at the end of the game to win the game. We didn't need to score. We just chewed clock. So really impressive. Love Grubb. Love what he's done to get better. Seems like he adjusted better in the second half. And I love the fact, and I saw that, Rick, when you said that you saw DeBoer talking to Kane, and then you saw Kane doing this. Right. I love that.
I do too.
I loved it because that's got to be humbling to him, and it's got to be, you know, you got to do a better job. And DeBoer got the monkey off his back at least 1 week of winning a big SEC road game. But can we do it again? Can we do it three more times on the road?
Yes.
After tonight, you got to say yes.
Yes. And that's the best team we're going to play the rest of the year, I think. And so we've shown we can do it. The coaches have shown we can do it. Let's just go win them all, guys.
Well, Kalen DeBoer hasn't experienced the Auburn monkey yet.
That's true.
Do have to go to Auburn, and we've gone in there and faced very mediocre Auburn teams, and it's always a struggle.
We've got a grave digger in our pocket, though, but I will say this. Getting back to something T-Pain said, Kirby did make some really good halftime adjustments, but let's give Womack some credit. Having our guys ready at the beginning of the game, that was as physical of a first quarter I've ever seen I've seen our defense play since DeBoer got there. They were absolutely getting after it. They were swarming. They were, you know, tackling through the whistle. I mean, that was a great way to start the game, to set the tone. And one thing we said in our preview episode a few days ago was that we thought our roster was a little bit better and that we would take Ty over Gunner. I think both of those things played out tonight. And we looked like we had a more physical defense, at least in the first quarter and a half or so. And I thought that kind of put them on their heels a little bit, kind of shocked them and quieted the crowd down. Great way to start.
Yeah, and speaking of hitting, Hubbard is the one that caused that fumble. He hit that guy hard, didn't he?
He put his hat on the ball, which is what you do. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
No, defense was better. It was not as bad as it was at FSU. It was better, but I still saw that glimpses of that, you know, just made me want to throw up.
Okay.
Agreed.
All right, any other thoughts before we wrap up our instant reaction?
I'm ready for Diego Pavia, baby.
Same. You're next, Pavia. You're next.
That's right, Pavia. We're coming after you. Amateur hour and the team, baby.
That's right.
Payback is coming. Keep running your mouth. They did put 55 points up today. So we're going to have to be ready. I mean, we're going to have to be more sound in dealing with that dual threat quarterback, because we're going to see it all night long. They're going to run all those trick plays. Anything that we can have, we're going to get just a mouthful of it. So we got to be ready. I think our offense, if we can keep Vanderbilt off the field and keep their defense on the field and have these long drives, that'll help too. But it's crazy. They're coming in undefeated.
Crazy.
It is crazy. It is.
All right, parting shots, T-Pain.
I'm proud of the guys. Way to go, guys. Way to play. Coaches, way to coach. And, hey, you ended a 33-game winning streak. That's awesome. Roll Tide.
G-Money.
I have to echo what T-Pain just said. And also, it's so nice to live rent-free in Kirby Smart's head. That's We're right. there. We've done it with two different coaches now. Roll Tide.
All right, and they cannot drink the rat poison this week. We got to celebrate it, but we got to be ready. We got to pretend like we're 0-1 or 0-0, and we got to take that Vanderbilt game seriously, and we got to go beat them, and then we got to get ready to go to Missouri and go beat them and just keep stacking the wins, baby. We're on a winning streak, right? Three right. in a row. It's time to get eight more and go 11-1.
Let's go.
We're on the way.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. God bless and roll tide.
Roll tide.